Now, a couple of rabid fans have taken this North Carolina Duke rivalry up a notch. Tom Rankin, a North Carolina fan, and Tim Tyson, a Duke fan, settled their disputes with an interesting little wager.
Little wager. Since when is two pigs and a goat a little wager?
Well, maybe not so little. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Well, thanks for having us, Debbie.
It's two pigs and a goat. Explain to me what's at
So
stake
far.
here.
Well, the first Carolina Duke game, Tim, who's very generous, for some reason he was so confident he gave me 8 points, and the wager was a pig, and Duke won by four, but not by enough points, so I won a pig.
It was a moral victory.
So the spread, in other words, was 8 points, and you won.
Yeah, the guy next to me at the Dean Dome wondered why I was so ecstatic at the end, Carolina having lost, and I had to tell him that I was taking a pig home.
And what happened with the second game?
The point of the wager, in some respects, is to eat these animals. So I didn't want there not to be a party, because if it was just double or nothing and Duke had won, then I wouldn't have owed you any pigs. And so I threw in the goat to make sure that we at least had a goat. Actually, in point of fact, legally speaking, I don't think there was any mention made of the size or age or vitality of the animals involved.
Okay, wait a minute. What does this mean?
Well, when he gets to his office, he's going to find out that there are two piglets and a small goat in his office running around live and well.
Eating up all my memos.
No, eating his books and papers.
Yeah.
Where do you find piglets and goats?
Well, you know.
That's Tim's burden at this point. Where are you going to acquire my pigs?
In point of fact, my brother-in-law is a hog farmer, so I actually don't have any problem. The goat may be a little trickier.
In all seriousness, the point of this is as much to have a party and cook a pig, which is a long and rich tradition in North Carolina. I think both Tim and I would agree that North Carolina has not only the best basketball, but the best barbecue. So to merge the two together, neither one of us can really lose for very long.
How are you going to cook your whole hog and your goat?
On a metal pig cooker where it's smoked slowly with vinegar base and red pepper sauce and
hickory.
And
we agree. We have broad areas of agreement.
Yeah, we can agree on this, which is why it's a great reconciliation of any differences between these different shades of blue.
Tom Rankin is the director of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University, and Tim Tyson is a visiting professor of American Christianity at Duke's Divinity School. Mr. Rankin pulls for North Carolina, and Mr. Tyson is a Duke fan. Thank you both for speaking with us.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot.